You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know, Jimmy Johnson said a lot of coaches feel bad about cutting players. I don't. Good God, you're still cold-blooded. And they got Kevin. See, Kevin's a nice guy.
That is true. This is the worst day for many of these players in their lives. And you got Jimmy Johnson saying that. Yep. And then what was it? Ben DiNucci was having a beer at the airport. And he says there's nothing like the cut for the eighth time beer at the airport.
Oh, God. Then you turn on the radio and...
Two guys doing slide whistle radio.
Two guys doing slide whistles.
Oh, we do have, by the way, I just was told by our boss, Keith Britton, a major show announcement in the final segment of the show.
It's going to be a big one.
It is seriously going to be a big show, and it's going to change everything.
Certainly
when it comes
is.
To this show. I'm trying not to give it away. So I'll just say it is a game changer for the show.
Yes. The show is staying together, but it's a game changer of how you could take it in.
That's some news I didn't want.
This will probably lead to our ultimate demise. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's not obviously. Let's not jinx it now.
No, this is going to be bad for the show.
Every day's a Friday now.
Now that I think about it.
Oh, that's right. Every day's a Friday now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we set sail on Shador. What did you think? I'm going to get to the phones here in a second, which most of the calls are from out of state.
Yeah, I do think it's Mitch said, hey, check it out right now. You just talked about Shador Sanders and his national following. We're seeing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 lines lit up and like 8 of them are not from Cleveland.
You should just ask him, did you find us through Shador? What did you think of Joe? Before we set sail on everything else, what did you think of Joe? Anthony, I'm asking you the question. Yeah. What did you think of Joe?
I thought that arm looks awesome, and he looks like he's ready to roll. I am curious, you know, his mobility.
What did you
is
think of Pierre Strong?
Well, hold on. We can get to the running game.
I'm just asking you right off the rip about other guys before we move on.
I saw some good things. Just in terms of Joe, though, I know you're doing this to make a point.
I'm not doing it to make a point. I'm asking you questions.
I do think that mobility is the one thing. The arm is great.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see... that mobility. And you didn't get big chance. That's good. You don't want to see his mobility in the preseason. But everybody's wondering, how many games is it really going to be with Joe Flacco? Well, that arm, everything I saw from that arm, he'd go full 17 games. Why not?
What was the point you thought I was trying to make?
Oh, just going through the other players not named Shador.
We haven't
broken down what we think this offense, you know, actually accomplished in the preseason.
Yeah. If I'm going to make any point, it's that I think a lot of people don't think very highly of you. So they're going to, again, like the people who, I said this yet last week, and there were so many people saying, you're wrong. I go, no, I'm absolutely right. I know I'm right. That even if you, because there was a lot of people who do not like Shador Sanders who got in saying I was wrong. I go, you're like talking about Shador Sanders. You like hearing about Shador Sanders, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. And you want to see, because I think, I believe strongly that the vast majority of Browns fans, they know in their heart of hearts that he may be the only way out of it without having to go use your draft picks. And if he's not the only way out of it, then we'll just go use our draft picks. But is anybody who isn't having a daily fight about the fourth team quarterback trying to say that the third team quarterback is going to be the future of your team? No, unless their last name is Gabriel. That's it. And I bet there's even those in the family who probably don't think that, or at least don't think it right now. So if we're being completely honest with each other, there is, even if you dislike him, there's going to be curiosity. But I was legitimately asking, hey, what'd you think of Joe? Hey, what do you think? What did you think of Dylan? What did you think of Dylan, Anthony?
I thought he was pretty good. You know, I've used pretty good a lot during the preseason at times. And, you know, people get really mad because it's not either great or awful. I thought he was pretty good. I do think, you know, it's just, I think all these quarterbacks are going to have chemistry issues with their wide receivers because they just, this isn't a normal camp. Like, I've never seen a camp like this where they've had to allocate the reps the way they've allocated them. You see some arm talent there from Dylan, certainly. It doesn't have me thinking anything different than I thought when they drafted him, which was I thought he was overdrafted. And he's, I think the hope for him long-term is a backup. I mean, people were saying things about him as a starter, and I'm like, he's got nowhere near the talent of Kyler Murray, and how has Kyler Murray been as a starter? He's been a starter. Like, I don't think we're questioning whether Kyler Murray can start for teams in this league, but is Kyler Murray ever somebody who you're going to count on to make the playoffs, to lead your team to the playoffs as a starting quarterback?
No.
And, like, I don't think Dylan Gabriel has anywhere near the talent of Kyler Murray. Am I off base on that one? I mean, Kyler Murray was taken number one overall, right?
Yeah, I don't think you're off base at all. I think you're right. Okay, Pierre Strong. What did you think of Pierre Strong?
He showed, again, he's had glimpses.
I think he tried to make the most of this opportunity here.
Yeah, I think so, because he knows all the noise about the running back position. And Judkins, we don't know. We don't know the situation about Judkins at all. I don't feel any better about it after this weekend than I did. So, you know, they're going to need Pierre Strong.
What'd you think of the defense? Preseason, throughout, not just game three. I mean, they were middle. I think they were 15th or 16th. They said middle of the pack. I know they were number one or number two in year one with Jim Schwartz. What do you think they can be this year?
I think they'd be a top five defense.
Okay, that's all.
Because I think these rookies are good. Now, what'd you think of the Carson sack? Where he just lined up and ran towards quarterback and sacked him. That's great.
It was a preseason.
Could you
sack.
Have gotten a sack there?
No.
Owen, could you have in your heyday? Do you think you could have sacked a quarterback there?
In my heyday?
Yeah.
If everyone else is 5'11 and below, yes. But
you just have to, all you have to do is run to the
NFL, then no.
I asked the question, could I play defense?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Defensive tackle for two plays in a legitimate NFL game.
Oh, I like that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And there was like 80% of the people were like, no. And they're like, well, do you just have to lay there? And I go, yeah, all I have to do is lay there. Could I physically do two snaps in the NFL?
Oh,
80% of the people said no, and I happen to agree with the 80% of the people.
I think you could.
I don't think I could. I think that the physical punishment of the first snap would be too much to take the second snap. It'd be very difficult. Dave, all right, you ready to go back?
I mean, Barkevious Mingo played snaps in the NFL.
Barkevious Mingo was a great athlete. What am I? Not a great athlete.
Let's go back to Ken in your heyday. I want to focus on
Ken
the heyday.
Ken didn't have a heyday.
Before the
I did not have a heyday.
Before the career-ending injury.
Yeah, before the tomahawk chop.
Yeah.
I was really good in youth football when I was bigger than everybody else, okay. But we're not allowed to say anything about youth football because he'll walk out of the studio.
What were your lift, clean, and jerk numbers?
I got Survivor Club.
You
over
did.
1,000.
You got one of the shirts.
Over 1,000. I got Survivor Club.
Did you wear
I
the shirt proudly?
Hell yeah! Is I wore the shirt proudly.
Did you make it into a cutoff or no?
No. I still have it somewhere in my house. I still have the shirt. I know I have the shirt somewhere. And if my wife threw that shirt away, it's divorce city, brother.
Yeah, because you can't go get those.
No, you have to earn that shirt, and I can't earn that shirt again. Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, you ain't getting 1,000 now.
Highest I ever squatted, 735. But that was after high school.
So you're a member of the 700 Club.
Yeah. I got 735.
That's why I'll call you 700
there was
Club.
There was a time.
I know.
Now I'm
going to
join the 700 Club, but that's for something different. That's going to be a lot of weight.
You can.
I've seen. That's another club. I've seen the old physique from Ken Carman. You look like an ass kicker.
It makes the new physique that much more depressing. That's probably why Keith rips me all the time. I'm like, Keith, I'm not going back there, dude. It's not happening. Back's too bad. Thomas in Buffalo, New York. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, you guys. How y'all doing today?
We're doing wonderful, Thomas. You go right on ahead.
All right. First of all, I'd like to say, man, I listen to y'all a lot, bro. Y'all talk some real good stuff, man, and I really appreciate what y'all say.
But here comes the butt. Here comes the butt. What's your problem?
No, ain't no butt.
Oh, okay.
Second of all, I'd just like to say, man, if you look at the routes that he was given, Shadur was given, all of them was long. So about time he dropped back that number, the dude that was blocking for number 72, who he was supposed to be blocking, he was in the backfield. It wasn't no way he could get rid of the ball. It was one pass play that he had an in route that was 10 yards he could have threw, and he missed that. But also, he was the best quarterback in camp with throwing the ball, and he wasn't throwing to no ones. Make him our number one, take them two draft picks from next year, and give them to Dallas and bring Mike up here to be the other DN with Miles, and I think we'll be good.
I can't advocate, Thomas. Thank you very much for the call. I can't advocate making him our first team quarterback. I can't do, no, we can't do that.
And trade away the two number one picks, again,
on third down and long, there's crossing routes there that he could have just dumped it right off and lived to fight another series, and he didn't, and it was a bad day. I don't think that the offense was that different. Emory Hunt thinks different. He'll talk to us coming up at 9:22, but I don't think the offense was that different from what he had dealt with in his first preseason game. Joe in Chicago, Illinois, home of Scruff McGruff. He's next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. I have a question. Do you guys, I don't know, maybe you guys are just hesitant, but why can't you just call out his flaws? I really just don't think he is as good as you guys are making him out to be. I really don't think he can really be developed. There's
You want me to say all these things? I think he can be developed. I think he has a higher ceiling than the other two backup quarterbacks roster.
He doesn't have a higher ceiling than Dillon Gabriel.
You just think he stinks.
He's not an NFL quarterback. There's a reason why 32 teams passed on him. Numerous NFL former NFL scouts basically had a lower, like a day three, day four pick on him. Some of them have had him going undrafted. He's just not as good. I mean, next year's draft, you have Arch Manning, Gus, Lenore Sellers. That's basically, that's where you guys are going to find your future franchise.
Well, that part I agree with, but I do not believe that Dillon Gabriel is cut out to be a franchise quarterback. And frankly,
I never said that, but he definitely has a higher ceiling than Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders shouldn't be in an NFL roster.
Oh, I flatly disagree.
The only reason why he's at an NFL roster is because of his last name. If it wasn't for his last name, then he wouldn't be in the league.
Honestly, if he didn't have his last name and he was a guy who took over at Colorado and led Colorado from 1-11 to, in 2 years, 9-4 and in a bowl game, I think that he would have gone higher than the fifth round. I think that what we're seeing here, the fight over a guy that does not, who should not be starting in week one and probably should wait a while, and probably even some people are saying redshirt. I think, Joe, and thank you very much for the call, I think that that's part of the reason why that he went so late, because of the fight that we're all having right now. When I say he has a higher ceiling, I think that one guy has better physical attributes. One guy, I think, has a better chance that if you were able to harness it, would have a better chance of being a franchise quarterback. I think Dillon Gabriel is a career backup quarterback. So when it gets to the point where the season has got away from us and I want to see someone that gives me a chance to look into the future, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited to Dillon Gabriel. It's not Dillon Gabriel. It would be Shedeur Sanders. So when we get to just, I want to see mode, then I want to take a look at Shedeur before Dillon. Because I think Dillon Gabriel will go out there and he'll put together the same performances next preseason and the same performances in the next preseason and in the same games during the regular season when he's filling in for a franchise quarterback, because that's what I think Dillon Gabriel's future is. And if I'm wrong about that and he ends up being a franchise quarterback, I would love to be wrong. Love, 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 hand to God, love to be wrong. And when we tell you guys what's coming up at 9:45, you will be able to see in real time how much I would love to be wrong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.